I could hardly wait all week long to share tonight's erotic story with you. It's one of my favorites. You'll soon hear why. It's Friday night fun, baby. And whether it's just you and me or you have a little company tonight, I promise to make your Friday night fun. And if you want a little extra help, check out my special offer from my friends at adamandeve.com. They really know what we like. Go to adamandeve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now here's tonight's erotic story coming at you.
The Handyman. Natalie leaned her back against the front door and shoved it closed. The sound of the school bus receded down the dusty street. She was still in her dressing gown, and the smell of breakfast hung in the air. Her heavy breast swayed to and fro as she bent to pick up a stray sock that had somehow managed to make its way into the pile of small sneakers littering the hall. Depositing the sock in the overstuffed hamper sitting outside the kitchen door, she crossed to the counter. A full pot of coffee sat ready on the stove. The clock read 8:15. He said he'd be here by 9. Natalie wished she could have a bath, if only the water wasn't off. His instructions had been specific: leave the water off at the main. She had a pot of warm water, enough to freshen up the essentials. She released the tie of her dressing gown and grabbed a washcloth. As she squeezed the water through it, she spread her legs. The air on her moistened skin chilled her as she dragged the cloth across her warm, buttery skin. Massaging her labia with the cloth, feeling the texture caused her clit to perk up. Her knees felt shaky, and she steadied herself against the counter. She had to wait. Her vagina was wet and slippery already. 45 minutes away. How was she going to be able to wait? She looked down at her ratty dressing gown. It made her feel fat. Should she change, or would that be too obvious? Probably best to change into some sweats at least. Even cutting back so that she left most meals hungry, she had not been able to shed the extra pounds remaining from her pregnancies. The dark blue set would do, she thought as she rummaged through her chest of drawers. She bunny-hopped her way into the pants, checking her reflection in the bath mirror. Her blonde hair looked rumpled, but he might like that. She felt herself moisten at the thought of him. Jake chucked his toolbox onto the pickup truck seat and slid behind the wheel. He popped a breath mint into his mouth. As he pulled out of the hardware store parking lot, he patted the bag on the seat next to him. New taps. Should be a piece of cake, half an hour at most. And then what? Natalie calmly opened the door. Her hair hung about her shoulders in feathery blonde strands. Through the oversized sweatsuit, Jake could still see her large nipples raising their impressive profile. Her face was flushed pink. Jake looked up and down the street, making sure no one saw him as he stepped through the door and into the front hall. "You're late," Natalie smiled, though. "Sorry about that. It took me a little longer than I thought to get away." Jake set his toolbox down next to the pile of sneakers. Natalie watched his small, tight ass as he searched the box for the right tools. He felt her gaze and felt his cock bob against the seam of his jeans. "Not yet," he thought. "Get the job done first." He clicked on his tool belt as he followed her up the stairs, her round bum dancing in front of him. He'd love to pull her pants down right there, biting her milky cheeks and lapping from back to front at her wetness. The taps. He must keep his mind on the taps. Natalie turned to him and gestured toward the bathtub. "Do you think it will take long?" Her top, he knew, was large enough for him to get his head up it. He'd be encased in a warm tent, her ample breasts embracing his face. A quick snap of her bra and his tongue would circle an areola, her nipples taut. He was getting really hard. Natalie noticed the growing bulge. He was so lean and chiseled it was impossible to miss. His strong, lithe hands gripped the tap set with a surgeon's precision as he began installing the plumbing. She wanted those fingers in her, exploring, expanding her, feeling her hot wetness. "Hey, do me a favor. I'll turn the main back on. You try these out. Don't turn them off until I say." Jake headed down to the basement. He smiled, thinking of her staying there, bent over, her beautiful rump in the air, waiting to be told to turn the taps off. He slipped back in without her hearing. Natalie was where he expected her to be, bent over, hands on the side of the tub, watching the water flow out of the taps. Her ass was irresistible. Jake knew she wanted him. He could always tell when he was wanted. Unzipping his jeans, his dick spilled out of his underwear. He was so hard. Natalie gasped as he yanked her sweatpants down. Her pussy was at the perfect height for him. Running the head of his cock up and down her soaking crack, he made her moan with pleasure. Then he pushed his face into her wet hotness. Her arms and legs began to shake as she cried out with her coming, his mouth enveloping her, sucking harder. "Now you, now you." She fell to her knees and captured him in her mouth, his leather tool belt framing her face as she pulled and sucked him. Pushing her away for a second, he ripped her shirt up and over her head and snapped her bra release. Latching back onto his cock with a breathless moan as her breasts heaved, she brought him deep each time into her mouth, taking him to an almost impossible depth one moment, the next would find his head being teased by her tongue. Jake watched her tongue circle his rock-hard tip, licking the escaping juice. Pulling himself out, he lifted her to her feet. Their tastes mingled in their mouths as they kissed. Playfully slapping her ass, he pulled her to him. Kicking off her rumpled sweats and panties, she drove her hands up his t-shirt and squeezed his hairy, erect nipples. Smoothly, he brought his hands up her voluptuous curves, kneading her silky back. He ripped off his t-shirt and felt a charge as she nibbled his chest, working her way back down. Jake couldn't stand anymore. Grabbing her, he whirled her around, setting her hands on the pedestal sink. She stood panting, ready. His tool belt still swung on his hips, but he couldn't take the time to remove it. Natalie let out a muffled mew as her pussy tightly gripped his cock. He slid in and out with each thrust, bringing another gasp from her. Their cries bounced off the tile walls as he spewed into her, shuddering and hugging her, heaving back.
"I guess we should have turned the taps off," Jake said wryly.
"They work real well, honey.
I guess you'd better get back to the site before you're missed."
"Not to worry. I told Bill I had to do a little plumbing at home for my beautiful wife."
Oh, wow. That made me so hot. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Did you? And I'm so excited. I just got a new vibrator from AdamandEve.com. Have you used my special offer code to order yours yet? Remember, use the code FRIDAY, and they tell me it still works. All you do is order almost any item from AdamandEve.com and use the offer code FRIDAY at checkout. Magically, they will take 50% off almost every item, give you free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, even throw in a little surprise gift. And if you order now, it just might even be here in time for next week's story. And guys, if you want to show her you really care, yeah, you can use that offer code too. Just don't forget the batteries. So go online to adamandeve.com, enter offer code FRIDAY at checkout, and if you like these stories, show me a little love. Give me some good feedback, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I want to keep this little journey going as long as I can.